You heard it in the update. Can you believe that?
What? The fruits of his labor?
Credit Matt Patricia for what the Lions are doing.
What?
John, his biggest contribution was getting himself fired so that Dan Campbell could be hired. Beyond that, he doesn't deserve a diddly squat for
what?
What's going on.
Come on, Bill. Come on.
You know what it is? It's everything that's wrong with analysis on TV, sports or otherwise. It's people looking out for their friends. Your buddy's with Matt Patricia, so you're going to give him credit. He doesn't deserve any. Come on, Belichick.
I mean, okay. I was speechless last night. I'm still kind of speechless now. What? The fruits of his labor. The only guy that was drafted on this offensive line by Matt Patricia was here, or if you want to say Bob Quinn drafted Glasgow and Decker. Okay. Ragnow is the only one that was drafted while Matt Patricia was the coach. First round pick. It's a great pick.
Sure.
But I'm not going to give him credit for building this offensive line or it providing any fruit for this team.
I don't understand. Can we play that again?
Matt Patricia, correct me if I'm wrong, the rocket scientist,
yep,
was supposed to be a defensive genius.
He had the greatest call in the history of the Super Bowl. Just ask him.
Well, defensive genius. How good was the defense while he was here?
John, when his tenure ended, they had given up more yards and points in a single season in Lions franchise history. It was the worst this franchise has ever seen, and the Lions once upon a time went 0-16, yet somehow he dug the defense into an even deeper hole. John, in looking back, we should have known, because he was the rocket scientist who had a pencil in his ear, but had a whiteboard in front of him. You need a marker. It wasn't all there up top for Matt Patricia.
And would stand separate from all players and coaches. Like, don't talk to me. I'm figuring this out.
Now, don't forget he gave Belichick the blueprint to stop the Rams offense. That was another positive.
So basically responsible for multiple Super Bowls.
And then greatest loss in Lions history still was that Chiefs loss at home.
Matt Patricia, anybody want to give him credit? 248. No, this is such a joke. You want to say that they drafted a really good center while he was the head coach. Fine. This offensive line didn't come together until Dan Campbell started coaching.
Yeah.
Till the culture set in with Dan Campbell. And the entire football team, and you need a team to win in this league, is because they hired Dan Campbell.
You know what this is? It's an example of when people get into the media having blind allegiance to something.
Yep.
And this is, it's like you lose credibility with this. It's like, I don't really want to hear anything from Bill Belichick in terms of analyzing things when he puts this out there, because number one, it's foolish and why go there? Why try? It was unnecessary.
Right. What did he provide Philly he was their defensive coordinator? What did he provide as the offensive coordinator for New England when Bill Belichick was there?
John, on Monday night, he was a guest on the Manning Cast, and he's going to be on the Manning Cast all year. And it's Falcons and it's Eagles. And at one point, Bill just kind of goes off on a little tangent about how the Falcons tampered with three free agents and lost a draft pick. And then Peyton has to just pick it up with, all right, nice pickup on first down. Like, he just clearly had a vendetta against the Falcons because they didn't hire him, and he clearly wants to do well by his buddies. You shouldn't be in the media in that role. I want to hear your football stories. I want to hear your football acumen. I don't want you to lie to me. I don't want you to put a spin on everything.
Well,
I don't need it.
So I'm gonna give him a little bit of a pass because I do like listening to his football analysis.
I do.
And when he's on with McAfee during the week,
yeah, it's good stuff.
It's really good. And okay, he made an error, right? Made a judgment error in talking about that. And I think part of it is he doesn't understand what really happened here in Detroit. He does not understand how bad it got here with Matt Patricia.
I think what it is Belichick has a ton of credibility when he's talking about defenses and game plans and you know, being in the battles that he's gone into with some of the great quarterbacks in the NFL and the Super Bowls he's been in. He has a lot of credibility there. You lose some credibility when you're going to tell me Matt Patricia deserves credit for what's going on with the Lions.
Yeah. And at some point, you got to admit a mistake. We've done that here.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, and I know you've talked about, you know, you are a reformed Goff hater.
Yep.
Obviously, I made a monster mistake when I put Michigan in the playoffs. I'm laughable.
Right.
But I'm willing to own it and admit it. And when you're talking about a coach that came into a franchise that was a playoff team, you know, and 9-7's not good enough. And I know some of that was Bob Quinn, but Matt Patricia was supposed to come in and get things right here defensively.
248-539-9797. People have reactions to that clip we played where Belichick says the fruits of Matt Patricia's labor are on display right now for the Lions. Let's get to Joe and Troy. You're on 97.1.
Oh, my gosh. I never call the show. All I do is listen. I've listened for years and years and years. I never call in. I woke up this morning feeling great, and you hear Matt Patricia on the radio, and all of a sudden, inside, visceral rage. I've watched Lions football for decades, and all we do is blow it. Now, finally, we get some Dan Campbell in our life, and we finally turn the corner, and they bring back Campbell. I'm actually, like, shaking. It's the worst. Matt Patricia on the Detroit radio, it just set my day. Now I don't even know where I'm going to go from here.
Well, I hope you have a better day. Hopefully we can calm you down. Thank you for listening. Keep listening. We're going to do our best to, we are enraged as well.
Yeah, Joe, here. Joe, we felt this way too.
We're
going
to try and talk you off the ledge. And I am still, after hearing this last night, now it's, 13, 14 hours later, I'm still feeling the same way he's feeling.
Somebody's ticket text. I don't know that I want to read. Let's go to Brian on a cell. Brian, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, guys. I have a theory on the Belichick-Patricia thing. And you can kick me off the air after I tell you it, and that's fine. But I think that guy was just helping Bill get laid. And there is no other reason on God's green earth that justifies anything. Patricia was horrible. He was horrible here. And then after John, and you're dead wrong, John, I totally disagree. And I think Bill Belichick knew exactly what was going on with the Patricia project with the Lions and knew it was a debacle. But he still brought the guy back. After everything that went wrong, he had him come back, and the guy was divorced. And then he broke up with another chick in 23, and then he was still having Patricia on the staff, and then Patricia got another job, and Bill Belichick went his separate way.
Well, what does their love life have to do with this? I'm a little confused by that part.
So you're saying he's his wingman?
Absolutely. There's no other reason.
Okay.
And look,
all right,
and
Brian.
He didn't need him. He didn't need him in New England.
Belichick
right?
didn't, he correct.
He continued to win Super Bowls after Patricia left. So why did he bring him back anyway after a failure tenure in Detroit?
So your theory is because he's the world's best wingman. Lousy defensive coach.
Yeah.
But when they get to the bar scene, Matt's setting him up left and right.
So did Matt set him up with his new squeeze?
With the latest?
The young one?
Yeah.
Ooh. Maybe.
He uses the pencil to get numbers.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you find that hot, Heather?
No, not at all.
You find that hot, Heather?
Yeah, that pencil.
I had to.
Wow.
I had to.
Is that a pencil in your... Was it in his pocket?
Look at him back there sharpening his pencil.
I didn't think when we brought this topic up that we were going to get the wingman argument.
Well, everything, the natural reaction to this, it's like, what, you can't get a call on the Tigers, but bring up Matt Patricia and the
because
I dare you to play that again, Greg. It is ticked off Detroit this morning. The ticket texts are out of control. I mean, there's stuff I can't print.
Oh, I can imagine. What we had one caller who's listened for years, doesn't want to call, but he's forced to call because
compelled.
He is shaking mad. I get that reaction.
The only thing Matt Patricia did with the fruits was eat them, is what the ticket texts are saying.
This one's okay. I'm not going to read that one.
I don't think it was enough fruits and vegetables. That might have been the problem.
We have calls to get to. We have ticket texts that we can read. We'll get to those as well. Sharon Moore at 735. Bill Belichick says, come on, this O-line. It's Matt Patricia. Give him credit. It's 97.1.
Well, talking about fruits and vegetables, I guess I'll use that as a transition to ideal you. You want to eat your fruits and vegetables. You love protein, steak, chicken, fish. Ideal you is the program that you want to be on. What motivated me to try Ideal You is the fact that I saw myself in pictures and I didn't like how I looked. I didn't like how I felt. And I want to make sure with five kids that I'm around for a majority, or at least hopefully a large part of their lives. So I called Ideal You and they set me up with a program. And now I'm 2.5 years down the road. I'm 70 pounds lighter. I feel better. I get a chance to, you know, be on the ground playing with Teddy. I've got no issue getting off the ground. I'm loving life and loving my family. If you want the same effect on your life, if you want to change how you're eating, you want to change your lifestyle, give Ideal You a shout. That's idealyou.us, and you could schedule your free consultation, and they're going to tell you exactly how to do it. You could lose 20, 30, or even 40 pounds lighter in just 40 days. Ideal You has helped thousands of people like me and you, and they can help in a lot of different ways, and they're going to support you along the way. Your weight loss coach, and even after you've achieved your goals, they're going to stay there to support you to make sure you keep that weight off. If you want to weigh less, go to idealyou.us.
You heard that right. That's Bill Belichick. That's yesterday. The fruits of all Patricia's labor paying off for the Detroit Lions. I guess we should thank him. Come on, guys. Ticket texters are understandably irritated by Bill Belichick's comments.
Even the conversation of bringing up his name is irritating.
The best contribution made by Patricia is the pencil in his ear had an eraser on it. Bye. We hardly knew you, DG in Fenton. Bill is trolling Detroit. You guys are taking the bait. Ticket texture says, I'm so glad the Red Wings re-signed Lucas Raymond. The fruits of Patricia's labor are really paying off. Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia are 100% responsible for the Lions' turnaround. They were so bad that ownership finally did the right thing and hired Campbell and Holmes. This one says, Matt the Fat, the worst coach I've ever seen in Detroit. Old Bill is senile. And at least one ticket texture says, the wingman theory is the best I can come up with, too.
The wingman theory. That's hilarious.
But okay, so people also pointed out that Ben Johnson was
an assistant,
and Hank Fraley was an assistant under the previous regime too.
Correct.
And three offensive linemen on this team were drafted under the previous regime. My point was, you could find an individual coach or an individual player. The Lions' history is littered with having a good to great player, Barry, Kelvin, Stafford, drafting a good player here or there, Frank Ragnow, right? They didn't start winning until they had a cohesive coaching staff. So if you want to give credit for finding a guy, great, but you're not getting credit for what's going on in Detroit right now.
So I still believe this is Dan Campbell's offense. He brought this offense with him. Anthony Lynn was the original coordinator. He didn't like how Anthony Lynn was operating, so he took over play calling and then ultimately promoted Ben Johnson from tight ends coach to offensive coordinator. With the direction of, this is the offense I want run. This is how I want it run. Now operate within those parameters.
Right. The standard was set by Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes.
It's certainly Brad Holmes. Yeah, I mean, you talk about the talent on this roster. This was the worst roster in the entire NFL when Brad Holmes took over.
Including the offensive lineman they had.
Yeah.
Yeah. This Lions offensive line didn't become elite until Penei Sewell was drafted by Brad Holmes to be the key cog in that line. And they didn't develop those offensive linemen until Dan Campbell showed up and set the culture and the identity of this football team. And everybody knows the defense, while not top 10, was the worst in franchise history under Patricia, and they're much better now.
Well, and you also, I mean, okay, if Decker was here, Glasgow was here when Matt Patricia arrived, he wasn't here when they drafted them. Right. And then Frank was the pick that is still here, and he's an All-Pro. They didn't find success with those players. I think the sign of a good coach is that you're able to coach and create an offense that allows your players to be successful. Patricia didn't do that.
Guys, I got to ask you a question here. Drew in Woodhaven on Ticket Text brought up an interesting point.
Okay.
Are we trolling Lions fans by bringing this up? Because we're getting accused of doing Rieger radio.
Oh, no. That's never a good
accusation. I mean, this is like Rieger bringing up Stafford stuff. I do kind of think he's right,
okay,
but I think it's relevant because he just said it and it's in the news.
Okay, yeah. Dave Burkett put out an article in the Detroit Free Press with these quotes.
Blame him.
Well, no, I mean, I respect Dave. So, like, you got to choose. Is Dave doing Rieger radio in the Detroit Free Press? I don't think anybody would accuse Dave Burkett of that.
Playing the clicks game, Dave. You're better than this.
We're just going to ignore a comment that was made by...
No, but it is. He is right, technically. We have to bring this up because it's fresh and it's news. Look, but this is trolly. It's bringing up a lot of... I mean, you heard the first guy's call. He wakes up in the morning. He's ready, ready to hop and skip to work. And then he hears this and it ruins his day.
Yeah, but blame Belichick, not us. That's what I would say. That's what I'd say to you. We got Sharon Moore at 7:35. Let's get to Heather's news.
Greg, what do you got?
I was going to comment that trolling would be saying, I agree with Bill Belichick.
Right.
That's
right.
Trolling.
Yeah. Thank you.
Here's what I got, you guys. This is pretty cool. A Michigan deputy is being praised for her bold actions to prevent a crash in Macomb County last week. So last Wednesday, police received a report about this erratic driver heading south on Gratiot. This was in Mount Clemens. And police were able to find the vehicle, attempted to pull this truck over, but the driver refused to stop. And there's video that was released by the sheriff's office, shows this truck hitting the curb, then kind of bouncing back into traffic. But the driver was going 5 miles per hour, very, very slow, appeared to be in a daze, couldn't comprehend requests from the deputies. Clearly something was going on with this driver. The driver was able to roll down his window and was able to apply some pressure to the brakes. So that was a great thing. And that's when the deputies pulled up right alongside the truck, and this deputy climbed through her window and then into the truck bed of this man's truck, was able to then get into the car.
Wow, full Mission Impossible.
Yes. And thankfully, nobody was hurt. Obviously, wow. It was dangerous what she did, but also very dangerous that this driver was on the road driving in that and did need medical assistance. So that driver was taken to the hospital. Pretty incredible, though. And there is body cam footage that has been released. Hard to hear exactly what was going on, but she literally climbed out of the police cruiser into the truck and was able to safely pull that car over. Incredible.
When I heard that, I was like, hey, he's listening to Panic at the Disco.
There will be no tailgating at Eastern Market for the Lions' next home game on September 30th. Officials say the decision was made out of respect for the victims of the shooting that took place on Sunday after that game. Now, Eastern Market executives say that they're going to use that time to work with Detroit police to put the necessary safeguards in place for when they do continue the tailgating tradition, because that is the ultimate goal. It's not shutting down forever. They are going to try to get everything they need to do to make this a safe place. They also want to make it a weapons-free zone moving forward. And then they say tailgating will continue for the remainder of the season.
Yeah, the Eastern Market tailgate's legendary for Lions fans. It's a place of camaraderie, fun, joy. Right. You never want that taken away.
No, and it's without a doubt, especially for because of one person's actions, right? It could ruin the whole thing. And no, I don't. I'm hoping that it doesn't disappear forever, but it sounds like it's not going to, right?
Good.
A 15-year-old student was arrested at Southfield A&T High School on Monday after police say he was caught carrying a concealed gun. So that morning, Southfield police say a school resource officers got this tip that a student was in possession of a handgun. That student was located, and after a brief struggle, the gun was recovered. Thankfully, no shots were fired, no injuries were reported, and investigators did discover that this teen stole the gun from a friend's house and then intended to use it as protection. But of course, they say that's no excuse to bring a gun to school, and that student has been charged with carrying a concealed weapon, resisting and obstructing, and possession of a weapon in a weapons-free school zone. He is in the Oakland County Children's Village. I highly doubt you guys are fans of Gilmore Girls.
Not really.
Wives? Daughters?
Daughters, yeah.
Like, I never watched it when it aired. It was on from 2000 to 2007. Yeah. But I watched it during the pandemic when there was like, oh, what do we do? We're in the house. And it was the longest thing to try to binge watch because there's so many episodes. But I did enjoy it. I liked it. And if you are a fan of Gilmore Girls, you need to head to Brighton this weekend because from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Saturday, downtown Brighton is going to be transforming into Stars Hollow. That's the town, obviously, where Gilmore Girls is set. 41 businesses along Main Street are going to be participating. They're going to be transforming into like a Gilmore Girls themed destination. The organizers say that they spent months preparing all the businesses that are going to be participating. They have thousands of people who responded on Facebook. They did like a Facebook event and over 11,000 people said they wanted to go. So it's going to be really big. Lots going on. A lot of different events as well. Not just shopping, little things you can go do. So, you know, I'm sure you guys aren't into it, but maybe your wives are something you could go do.
Somebody, somebody's into it. It's not for me. It's not for us. I don't imagine you'll see John there, but but it is nice when you are you get geeked up about something and then
what it is to do. What it really is for is to highlight these businesses downtown, right? So go and support them. That's what it is. And if you happen to be a Gilmore Girls fan too, enjoy it.
This is too much Brighton in the news for me. I don't know if I can handle it.
It's also National Cheeseburger Day today, so go get a burger. There's lots of places that have deals. McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, all of them have some specials going on and more.
Heather with the news. She mentioned the Eastern Market tailgate. Is it the right or wrong decision to cancel the Eastern Market tailgate for Monday Night Football? We'll get to that at 7:50, but coming up next is Sharon Moore. Made a quarterback change. He'll explain it to us next. It's 97.1.
NFL Week 3 is almost here. It's going to start Thursday night, and you can start the season with a big return on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. If you're new to FanDuel, you're going to get started with $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. That's a $5 bet, and you're going to get started with $200 in bonus bets, and it's a guarantee. So pick one of the SGPs, the same game parlay for Thursday night football. It's Patriots versus the Jets. Check out Ramondre Stevenson, anytime touchdown. Breece Hall over rushing yards. Aaron Rodgers over passing yards. It's one that you could put together. They've got other ones that are pre-built for you. Just check out the app, and you can visit FanDuel.com/Jansen to make every moment more this NFL season. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL, must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager, only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It was in Heather's news, this Eastern Market tailgate story. I think their heart's in the right place. There will be no tailgating at Eastern Market for the Monday night game, not this week, but next week for the Lions. Is it the right move or is it the wrong move?
It's, gosh, I understand their reasoning for it. And I didn't see that reasoning until Heather had it in her news about honoring the victims. If there wasn't a week in between, I would probably be more on board. I think they're, you know, you could honor the victims this weekend and then allow tailgating next week, allow, especially since it's a Monday night football game, allow those that have traditionally tailgated in that area to go back to tailgating in that area.
I get wanting to tread lightly because you don't want to be seen as insensitive. I just feel like it's in some ways respecting them that you don't let like that incident shut down life, because the people who went to that tailgate probably enjoyed going to Lions tailgates, and you don't want to take that away from people. You want to provide a safe environment, which I think within 2 weeks you get with law enforcement, you do what you can to make that a safe environment, and you keep tailgating.
I don't see anything wrong with it. I was kind of shocked when you guys had some opposition to it, because to me, I'm like, well, it makes perfect sense, because not only are you honoring the victims and their families, but you're also, they said, taking time to make sure that they can bring in more security, figure out, work with the Detroit Police Department to see how they can set up other safeguards so that moving forward, they have more people in place in case something else happens. I don't see an issue with it.
If that's the reason, I think there's 2 weeks to make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
But if and I can be on board with, hey, we're not going to have tailgating in this area to honor the victims. That's one I could support. If it's just simply about security, I think there's 2 weeks to get that. There's plenty of time to make that happen.
Yeah, I see that too, I guess. But
and I'm curious, has this been a boiling point? Is this something, if you tailgate, at the Eastern Market that you've been concerned about, and now all of a sudden it's something that you saw happening and you thought maybe security measures could have been put in place earlier.
I think people generally now are more aware of their surroundings, exits, concerns. I don't know. I mean, I'm not someone who regularly would tailgate at Eastern Market, but if you are, we want to hear from you this morning, 248-539-9797. Nobody wants to disrespect the people who lost their lives. It's an incredibly tragic, incredibly sad situation. We've had a lot of tragedy happen, and typically there is that mourning period, and then you don't let the acts of bad people take away good things.
But it is just one tailgate. They're not shutting it down for the whole season.
Which is a good
point. It's just one tailgate. Yeah. And right. Then they want to make sure they have everything in place to move forward safely.
Ticket texters 248-539-9797. This one says, morning guys, it's the wrong move. It says a lot of businesses and vendors will lose money because of the tragedy. They're committed. It doesn't take long to have beefed up security. Signed, Dave.
Oh, I see that.
Yeah, and I think that's probably the bigger thing. If it's just simply the enjoyment right. of the individuals tailgating, that's one thing. And I, again, fully support honoring the victims. But if those businesses that are there, there's only, you know, what, 9 home games this year. And I know mm-hmm. they had the preseason games.
Do those families want the tailgate to be shut down? Like, I think that's a fair question. If you're saying we're not going to do it to honor them, is that per request of the family? Or is there a world where those families say, hey, they would have liked the tailgate to go on. They would have liked their fellow Lions fans to still be able to live their life even amidst what was a tragic situation. Of course, with
so much
security.
About, I think the situation that we don't know.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. I would imagine, no, they didn't get a request from the families. I think they're doing this on their own.
Yeah. With the best of intentions.
Right.
How much does Monday night factor into this? This is a unique event. This is the only Monday night game, right?
It is.
Yeah. At home this year.
Yes.
You know, so people set aside probably special plans for that day potentially to have a tailgate. I just don't know if, I mean, just.
What are the
I
other options? Where
like
does it push them to?
When you do something like this, you're letting the violence win.
Yes. Yeah, that's kind of the camp I found myself in.
Ryan, keep your radio.
I mean, we could have a real conversation. I see the lines lighting up. I'm sure you guys have a perspective. Right move or wrong move, a temporary one game, and that's, Heather, what you're pointing out, only one game that you say, hey, step away.
I get your point of view, and the more you talk about it, the more I'm like, okay, I wasn't thinking about the businesses and thinking about that. Now I'm understanding that a little bit more. What if it was you? I mean, would you go to the tailgate? Would you feel comfortable going to the tailgate on Monday if they had it Monday night on the 30th?
Yes.
Yes. I would too.
I actually feel like it's probably the safest it's ever going to be.
I would feel very comfortable going.
Yeah. The reaction and show of whether there's police presence or, I mean, you know, there's going to be something going on there. And we've talked about all the different events that have happened in Detroit and have commended the law enforcement for how safe they have made downtown Detroit everywhere feel.
Let's get to the phones. We've got a couple on hold right away. Ron in Detroit, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good morning.
Hey, I just want to chime in on that tailgate. So I was talking to the feeder. I was explaining to him. I've been a tailgate, Eastern Market tailgate person since 2019. What's been going on is with the emergence of the Lions being winners now, we got a lot of newcomers coming in. So a lot of those people that's coming in are entitled to those parking spots. The traditional people are doing what they're supposed to be doing, and this is what's happening. So arguments come up. I knew it was going to happen. So I'm in shed. We are in shed 1. That happened at shed 5, between 5 and 6. So in that situation there with security, they're going to have to tighten up, but they don't have enough people to man that area for somebody coming in that has a gun and whatnot. So, Jansen, I'm with you. I mean, I'm not with you, Jansen, because we need to shut that down until we get that thing right, because we don't want to have another incident moving on in the future.
Well, so that's why I asked the question, because I've not tailgated there, and I don't know what has been brewing. And I get the fact that you have some people that, is it that they have, you know, a traditional tailgate spots that they've been tailgating at for years, and now that the Lions are good, there's more people wanting to come down and tailgate, and they're, you know, quote-unquote stealing their spot?
That's correct. So a lot of the issues going on is parking lot stealing, for the most part. That's what we call it. So they think they're entitled for those certain spots. They got numbers set up there, but they don't have it set up to where when you go in and put your order in, purchase your tickets, is random. So you got 17 people that wants to go at once, but they got four parking spots. They got them spread out. So for the traditional parking people that come in the tailgate, those, they already have them set up when they come in. It's the new people that's coming in that don't know the process, and then they get agitated and upset, and then they want something to happen quickly.
Okay.
And again, we don't know exactly the details of what led to the shooting, but it's put tailgating on pause for the next Lions home game. Mm-hmm. There will be no tailgating Eastern Market next.
The 30th.
It's a Monday night football game.
But this, so I understand, trust me, the angst of getting the right spot, one that you've been in for 20 years, 30 years, and then somebody coming in and competing for that spot. But correct me if I'm wrong, this happened after the game, right?
It did. Yes. But we don't know what caused it. We don't have those details yet.
Phone calls to get to, ticket text to read, right move, wrong move, the 1 week pause. It's not a ban, but a 1 week pause on tailgating at Eastern Market. It's 97.1.